97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Hello, this is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is David Heckel. He is a licensed funeral director with independent, local, and family-owned Brian Lee Funeral Homes and Cremation. And today we are talking about planning the party that no one wants to plan, advanced funeral planning. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So David brought with him some of the top 10 things that we ought to know about this topic, but probably don't want to think about more relevantly. The first is you can get a cost guarantee when you pay in advance. That's interesting. So you're telling me if I were to pay today, it doesn't matter what the funeral cost might be 50 years from now.
Right. We can lock in your funeral costs from the funeral home and merchandise that you would select from the funeral home.
Interesting. So there's no inflation there.
We can't make inflation magically disappear, but you can transfer the risk of inflation from your budget to ours.
Interesting. Okay, the next, your funds are safe and protected in a special life insurance policy. What does that mean?
That's right, because when funeral homes collect money for advanced funeral planning, they cannot collect that money to their revenue accounts until the day they provide the service. North Carolina law requires them to put it aside in a special account.
So is it kind of like an escrow account when you're...
It's a special life
house or something?
Right. It's a special life insurance policy that is designed and intended to fund the contract.
Okay.
So you have the consumer confidence at knowing that your money is safe and protected and the funeral home owner hasn't spent it on something else in the meantime.
Okay. And then lastly, when you finish your plan, you will experience peace of mind and a big sigh of relief.
Right. You know, you've heard people talking about the aha moment, Nicole.
Sure.
Well, I specialize in the moment. Because when I help folks to plan their funerals in advance and they finish with the contract in hand, they have a huge sigh of relief knowing that this is taken care of for themselves now and for their family in the future.
Definitely. That makes a lot of sense. So let me start asking you a few questions here. You mentioned a little bit about a cost guarantee. Exactly how does that cost guarantee work?
Right. So when you pay in advance, the funeral home will offer you a cost guarantee, which essentially locks in the funeral home services and merchandise when you pay for them. Mm-hmm. The money goes into a special life insurance policy, as I mentioned before, and this policy has an increasing death benefit over time.
Okay.
So what happens is the insurance company will invest the money.
Okay.
The funeral home's named beneficiary of the policy, so we have an interest in the growth of that money over time, and we'll take the risk that the growth will keep up with inflation.
So do all advanced planning funerals work that way, or do people sometimes do it in different ways?
If you're going to fund it with the funeral home would either put it into a life insurance policy or sometimes, on rare occasions, they might use a bank trust.
Okay. But you're aware of what they're doing up front.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So wouldn't it be easier for me or my family if I had just a cremation only and didn't put them all through the heartache of a visitation and a funeral? I know I've seen that happen in my own family. Or what are
right.
the views on that?
What we do for families is a very sacred and important event in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Consider all of the other events that we celebrate and honor and recognize, from the birth of children
mm-hmm.
to graduations to special accomplishments in our careers and retirement. What more important event is there than an entire life lived?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a difficult emotional time for people, and they think that if they just get it done and over with, it's going to be easier. But really, what we need as human beings is the ritual and
mm-hmm.
the gathering of family and friends to support one another. I heard it best by a former Lutheran pastor of mine that said, if we all lean together, nobody falls down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of that process of transition to mm-hmm. life without our loved ones and the ritual of saying goodbye.
You know, there was a family situation that I was made aware of, and I'm sure you hear this kind of thing all the time, is that, you know, the families just decided that they just wanted to do the whole cremation part because, again, they just didn't want to deal with the emotions surrounding by seeing during a visitation. But then there was a lot of pushback from a lot of the other family members because they really wanted that moment to say goodbye.
Right.
Do you ever have to talk through that with families? I mean, do funeral homes have social workers? How does that work?
Well, as the advanced planning director, I often will have these conversations mm-hmm. with folks. And typically I have someone come in with, usually it's the husband versus the wife. Mm-hmm. And he has a sense of bravado and don't make a fuss over me, just cremate me and scatter my ashes. And you know, no need to do anything. But after I have a chance to really have a conversation with them and explain what I just told you a moment ago, mm-hmm. I think most people do generally understand that there's value in that ritual and that it's really as meaningful to have meaningful ways of saying goodbye. And no matter what you choose, it's important, I think, process to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's an overused statement, but two things are sure in our lives is death and taxes. And when is the best time for a person to really look at planning their own funeral?
Well, you know, just like just talking about sex won't make you pregnant, just talking about your funeral won't make you dead.
Are you sure? Is it kind of like I'm walking under a ladder?
But your family will benefit from the conversation.
Yeah.
So really, there's no bad time. Mm-hmm. The best time probably is when you're approaching or just retiring.
Okay.
Approaching retirement or just retiring when you're planning your other wills and trusts and other things that you might be doing for your estate would be an ideal time probably. But it's never too early. And oftentimes we put it off and put it off and it becomes too late. And then your family's dealing with this in crisis mode when they didn't have to.
Exactly. Exactly. So funerals have a reputation of costing a lot. How come they cost so much? Or maybe is that a misnomer? I don't know.
Do they really? Think yeah. about it. In comparison to other things we spend money for.
Like a wedding?
Like a wedding, exactly. In fact, a wedding in Wake County, average cost from a recent survey I did was $30,476 for a wedding in Wake County. Prom, people are spending $978 on average on prom. A new car payment is typically about $450 a month for a $31,000 car. Mm-hmm. So in comparison, when you're spending around $10,000 for a funeral, mm-hmm. and it's one of the most sacred events in your life,
but
is
you're not
it
there
really
to celebrate
that much? Well, for your family, it is. Exactly. That's right. That's right. But, you know, on average, you know, it really isn't that much. And considering that the funeral home is available 24 hours a day, every day of the year, with adequate staff to respond to your call for service, mm-hmm. we have a large fleet of vehicles we have to keep up and maintain, very mm-hmm. nice facilities mm-hmm. for families to gather in. There's a lot of cost involved in providing this service. We are professionally certified and licensed staff, which requires some additional training and so forth as well.
Great. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and I'm talking today with David Heckel, and he is a licensed funeral director with independent, local, and family-owned Brian Lee Funeral Homes and Cremation, and we are talking about planning the party that no one wants to plan. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections. And joining me today is David Heckel, who is a licensed funeral director with independent, local, and family-owned Brian Lee Funeral Homes and Cremation. Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
Okay, so, you know, we've been talking about sort of the cost of funerals and, you know, people not wanting to spend that money on themselves afterwards and that sort of thing. What about the religious aspect of it? You know, some people just don't want to have a religious service. And so how does that work in conjunction with a funeral home? Can you make that happen?
Right. Well, funeral homes will provide the basic logistics and the services for the family. But the type of ceremony the family selects is their option entirely. Mm-hmm. One of the advantages of planning ahead is that you can you know, write your own script, essentially. Mm-hmm. And for those families who do not have a religious affiliation with a community of faith, there are now a number of folks out there who are certified funeral celebrants. Mm-hmm. And they will meet with the family sometimes for 2 or 3 hours to get acquainted with you and your loved one and how, you know, those relationships are formed and work. And then they will then create a funeral that's more focused on your loved one and the relationships. And they can include as much or as little of a spiritual message into that as you want.
Okay. So out here in the Chapel Hill market, you've been hearing more and more about the green burials. Do you work with those types of situations?
Yes. We serve.
Explain to us what that means,
well,
for those listening.
A green burial is typically one that makes a small impact on the environment. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we have done traditionally for a long time is embalm the body, mm-hmm. which requires chemicals, including formaldehyde and other chemistry, to preserve the deceased for family's rituals and mm-hmm. so forth. Green burials typically do not do that.
So they have to happen fast then?
They would happen rather quickly. Yeah. The body is typically minimally prepared mm-hmm. And refrigerated until the burial can take place. In a green burial, the body goes directly in the ground in some sort of a biodegradable container, whereas most cemeteries require the casket to be placed in an outer burial container, a grave liner, or a vault. It protects from the weight of the soil.
Okay.
Whereas green burial options, the body goes directly in the ground, as I said, in a biodegradable container. There's a cemetery here in Chapel Hill that actually offers green burials.
And can people, I mean, can you be green buried in your own backyard? Or is there, do you know if there's rules about how that works?
Used to be a lot of old farmsteads around the country, especially this part of the country in North Carolina, where families did have private family burial spaces. I'm not into cemetery operations, so I'm not sure what the rules and regulations are requiring that. But I believe you probably have to have a specific area set aside in some sort of deed in perpetuity so that it remains a cemetery.
Well, yeah, if you sold the property, you don't want somebody to come upon that. I think there was a crime or something, for sure. So,
but if you do a cremation, cremated remains are final disposition. So whatever a family chooses to do with them is their option entirely.
So talk to me about cremation options.
There are so many. Whenever somebody comes in and tell me they want cremation, I have to take a deep breath.
Oh, no. It's worse than being buried regularly, huh?
Well, the burial is a pretty traditional thing. We follow X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, and that's how it works. But with cremation, you can choose whether or not you're going to have the body present for a public viewing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, and it's just a private family only, then do you choose to do embalming or not?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many choices to be made regarding how the services are to be managed. Some people choose a memorial service without the body present. Others would prefer to have the body present for the ceremony as a means of carrying their loved one mm-hmm. to their final resting place and honoring the body as well. And then at the end, instead of going to the cemetery, we can go to the crematory. And then after the cremation takes place, what are we going to do with the cremated remains?
So people go to the crematory?
It's an option.
Really?
You can witness the cremation if you choose to do so.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just like you can wait and watch the casket be placed in the ground at the cemetery.
So another question that I have that I've heard that it kind of varies sometimes county, state by state. Do you know what the rules are in this area about scattering ashes? Do you have to get permission to scatter them in certain places? Or could I scatter them not to be funny, but in a parking lot of a restaurant if I wanted to? I mean, how does that work?
Cremated remains are sterile.
Okay.
They're a pulverized bone fragment.
Okay.
There's no harm to the environment. If you were to ask permission, for example, to scatter them in the Grand Canyon,
mm-hmm.
the answer will be no officially from the government because it's a federal mm-hmm. Space. And then it would have to be designated as burial grounds. But if you do it discreetly, who's going to say?
And can you get in trouble for doing it? I mean, if somebody witnessed you doing that technically, or how does that work? Do you know? Have you ever heard of anyone getting arrested for scattering?
I've never heard of anyone getting arrested for scattering cremated remains.
I know.
But legally, cremation is final disposition. There's no other legal obligation anyone has.
Okay.
So what you choose to do with the ashes is your own conscience and your own prerogative, really. And because of the nature of them, they can be divided. So sometimes families might take just a small portion and scatter them in an area that is meaningful to them and their loved one, but then keep the major portion in a permanent place of remembrance, like a cemetery with a marker.
One thing that I ran into in upstate New York when my grandparents died, my grandmother died first and she was cremated, and then my grandfather died, but they wanted their remains to be intermingled and they wouldn't let them do that.
That was probably a policy of the funeral home or the cemetery.
So they ended up getting some sort of an urn that at least put them somewhat together, but they're technically not physically together.
Right,
there's some sort
right.
of like a rule about that, but that's not really necessarily the way it has to be.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've had people requested that their pets' cremated remains be placed with them in the casket.
Okay. So are there burial benefits that are provided by the government? Say if I died as someone who was completely indigent, I know I see on GoFundMe accounts all the time, help me with the burial expenses of my loved one.
Right.
Do you get something for free?
Some states do have social services that will help with indigent burials. North Carolina does not. But there are certain benefits that everyone gets depending on your qualification of them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you're married, your spouse would get a lump sum death benefit from Social Security of $255.
Well, that's not going to do much.
If there's no spouse, there's no payment made.
Yeah.
So that's one government benefit. And the other government benefit is you're a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a DD-214, which is the discharge document from whatever branch of service you may have served in, you are eligible for free burial in a national cemetery, which includes the space, a grave liner, and a marker, and the interment itself at no cost to your family. If you choose to do that, that's available both to you and your spouse. If you choose not to do the free burial in the national cemetery, you're still eligible for a marker to be placed in a private cemetery. Every veteran's entitled to a flag and representatives from his or her branch of service to do the flag presentation to next of kin at the ceremony, regardless of where you choose your burial.
Wow, interesting. So for the rest of those people out there, that's kind of complicated. That's why we see all these GoFundMe accounts then.
Right.
We are going to take a quick break, and joining me today again is David Heckel, and he is with Brian Lee Funeral Homes.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me still, he hasn't left me yet, is David Heckel with the Brian Lee Funeral Homes. Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
I know we just have a few minutes left for the show, but I do have a couple of questions for you. The first is, you know, you said my plan could be transferred earlier. What exactly does that mean, and how does that work?
Sure. When we write a contract with a family, I'm licensed to work with Brian Lee Funeral Homes specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I can write contracts anywhere across the state of North Carolina, but they have to be registered with Brian Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'd be honored and privileged to serve your family at the time of your passing if that were the case. However, we find sometimes that families move or that sometimes a death occurs unexpectedly while they're traveling, and the family may have to choose a different funeral home to provide services, or they may choose to do so. And when that happens, since the money goes into this special life insurance policy that's growing in value over time, at the time of the death, if the family chooses not to use Brian Lee services, they can use the full value of that insurance policy, whatever it's grown to pay for whatever services they need wherever they choose to use them.
Okay.
So that's one way that's transferable. Another way would be if you were to intentionally make a move away from the area, you can request that your contract be transferred to another funeral home. The only stipulation there is that the other funeral home has to accept it.
So does it take time, though? I mean, is that why some funerals seem to take a couple of weeks to take place? I mean, or is it just when you transfer these policies, is it something that just sort of happens like a flip of a switch? Or does that other new funeral home just trust that it's actually going to occur and they wait for payment? How does that work?
Since the money is in an account that grows in value, the other funeral home is going to get the value of that policy. So it really doesn't
affect the timing.
Affect the timing, no.
Not at all. Okay,
not
great.
At all.
And so, obviously, you know, there is a cost associated with death. Are there payment plans? I mean, is this the type of thing where you can actually make payments on it if you didn't do any pre-planning?
Absolutely. Well, if you didn't do the pre-planning, then that's a policy of the funeral home. Mm-hmm. Most funeral homes will request services to be paid in full when they're provided. Mm-hmm. The beauty of advanced planning is that you can make this part of your normal budget. Mm-hmm. We can do a payment plan for you. You can choose how you want to pay and how long you choose to pay for it.
Okay.
In our case, we can have a payment plan that is 3, 5, 7, or 10 years.
Okay.
You can choose monthly, quarterly, annually, semi-annual payments. We have a 6-month same as cash option and early payoff discounts at any time during that contract. Another benefit and beauty of doing this is because it's funded with a life insurance policy, you have coverage for your funeral even while you're making payments.
Okay.
Any accidental death, your entire funeral is covered even if you're still
making
payments.
If you haven't made the payments. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks wanted to get a hold of you and find out more about your funeral homes and crematory services, how do they go ahead and do that?
Our website is brian-leefuneralhome.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a page there for advanced planning. If you choose, you can go and enter some information and submit it, and that will come directly to my email account, and I'll get back with you. My email is dlheckel, that's D-L-H-E-C-K-E-L, at nc.rr.com.
Great.
And my phone number directly to me anytime is 919-923-4711.
Well, David, I appreciate you coming on the show today. You definitely made funeral planning as light as it could be and as fun as it could be, I think. And you definitely have a passion for it. And I think anybody who chose your service would be very well rewarded and received. So thank you very much for your time. As always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a great day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.